Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Maybe we got a Britney one for you this week.
That's right. I hope you're ready to give us more because you're stronger than yesterday, somebody. Times I run.
And you know what? We are so lucky to have this guest.
There you go.
Enjoy this episode this week. We have Derek Barry.
The icon, the legend, Sloppy Seconds Taste Las Vegas with Derek Barry.
Her forehead is so smooth.
It's so smooth up there. I'm not that innocent.
Oh! Better work, bitch.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, diva. Our number is 213-536. Manwa! 80. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slaps, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
There's been a noise complaint.
Wow.
From the front desk.
That was me. That was
well,
me,
yeah.
Actually.
We'll get to you in just a second.
Oh, sorry.
There's been a noise complaint from the front desk, ma'am. Stop screaming. We're here at Circus.
We're here at Circus again for Sloppy Seconds Takes Vegas.
And we could not do this entire series without our next guest.
Absolutely
it just wouldn't
not.
Have made any sense.
The minute we knew that we were going to be in Vegas, we knew this had to happen.
And we started texting. Did we get responses?
I think I was texting an old number. You know her. You love her. She is the Vegas doll. Make some noise for the one, the only, Brittany Derek Barry.
Brittany Derek Barry. I love
Brittany. Hey, Derek.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, wow. It's surround sound here.
That's right.
Well, we are going to be on either side of you. Is it just like at home when you have two people talking to you at the same time?
It is a conversation.
I don't like to be in the middle, usually. At home.
Hop on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska or Mac is in the middle, I mean. So, yeah.
Love Mac.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I do.
I know. I'm saying me too.
We had such
you.
A wonderful time in Chicago.
We did.
I like fully got obsessed with y'all after
we
that
did.
Trip.
That was, well, I think you were obsessed before, but that was extra obsessed.
Oh, I did forget that I did stalk you for
the stalking.
2 years.
Yes, the stalking was.
This is, you know, I didn't put this on the outline, but I think we should just bring it to light
think,
here.
I don't think a lot of people know about it because it's been so long.
It's what so funny.
Happened?
There's a little bit of a storied history between the two of you. Is
yes,
there not?
I was like obsessed
yeah,
with you.
It's one-sided. The history is one-sided, but it's there.
Okay.
I started wearing clothes with your name on it.
You post incessantly looking for just a response.
Yeah, and you never gave it to me. So withholding, Derek.
Yeah, I'm very shy.
Oh, absolutely, sure. And then at DragCon, I think we finally met, like, DragCon 2008? 15?
The
anyway.
First one was 15.
Okay, so it was like the second or third one.
Maybe it was the second, yes.
And you were like, you had a booth, and I was actually terrified to come talk to you.
You were like behind a pillar
or
something. Yeah,
hiding behind a pillar, just staring at you.
Very strange.
What? And that was your first sort of like knowledge of Meatball or?
Yes, I think I saw the video on Twitter or someone sent it to me, tagged me, I don't know.
Because you had done a commercial for Tummy Time Tea, Sweet Flat Tummy Tea.
Yes.
Sweet Flat Tummy Tea.
And I did the commercial, like, exactly
yes,
like
that's
you.
That's right.
And then everyone was like, why are you making fun of her? And I was like, I don't think you get it. I'm not making fun of her.
You're like,
I'm
I love
obsessed
this.
With
yeah,
her.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
That was definitely the
wow.
one.
Oh,
my gosh.
So that was before. Then DragCon.
Okay. And then I started wearing clothes with your name on them and tried to dress like you. And then I did a performance of you drunk at the roast.
The roast.
Where I had to lip sync to that. Good. And you know what? Yeah. At the end of the day, I understood what you were saying, and those jokes were good.
Yeah.
There
how much did you pay Jackie Beat for those jokes?
Did
you pay Jackie Beat for those jokes?
No, I actually wrote everything. I just never got to say anything. So
they really tried to get you off that stage.
Oh, and I love the spotlight. So I'm like, no, I'm here to stay.
Trixie Littell.
Yeah. Miss Trixie Montel. Apparently, even when I'm blackout, I still want to be on stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's when I Probably black more. Out. That's when I want to be on the stage the most.
Probably yes. more.
Okay, so how are you doing? How is life? How's Vegas?
How is life?
I'm just trying Wait, to get I off
wanna
the cl- weird
I just
want to
close the circle, which oh, is, yes. and then you've done some gigs together.
It was
you
the
all
airport.
Hung out.
We met at an airport randomly.
Yes.
I don't remember what city, maybe Texas somewhere?
It must have been
something.
Houston or Dallas or
yes,
something.
Yes, I think it was. And so it was the three of us, Nick Mack and me. Ran into you randomly.
The Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's when we exchanged numbers,
But I think
like.
I got Mac's number.
Probably.
Yes, because yeah. you were like too close to the sun.
Yeah.
You can't get this number.
Well, and earlier you said you think you text the wrong number, but I've had the same number since I was 18. So you might not have mine.
I don't think I have yours. Okay. I think I have Mac's.
Okay, we'll fix that. We'll fix that.
I'll have it?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost texted Naomi to get it, and then I was like, that's weird.
that's too weird.
I love her. She was really excited to do this, by the way.
Oh, we had
she,
so
Oh,
much
we know.
Fun
she got up
her.
At yeah. like 6 a.m. to do her makeup for like an 11 o'clock interview. It was yeah. wild.
Yeah, I remember her talking about it beforehand because she was sitting next to me at the show. And so she was like planning it and the look and everything. I mean, she debuted a look for you.
I know.
It was like new hair. She wore the red, right?
The red yes. corseted dress.
We literally.
I
mean,
she walked in drag and I was like, what are you doing in drag?
Wow.
Why are you in drag?
We pulled each other aside and we were like, so what do we do? Because she came in drag. It's like, is this going to be a different thing? Do we have to up our production value? We were like gagged at
wow.
what was happening.
Oh, I love that.
We lit her so well.
Yeah, yeah. She was really excited about it. So I love her. She's
okay, so friends and you'll have a cell phone number.
And I'll get a phone number and we'll see you tonight at Drag Race Live.
Yes.
The 9:30 show in a beautiful booth. Thank you, Eureka O'Hara, for providing us an incredible seat.
Eureka's going to drive us too, I think in a van or something over to the
Yes,
theater.
A branded van.
Oh, gosh. I hope it has windows.
You were just...
So you were... You were just back on TV. We all got
I
to
was.
See you back on TV. You hosted two different talent shows for season 16 of Drag Race.
Yes, double premiere episode. DP.
DP, baby.
Mm-hmm. Honey, you know something about that.
I heard on Sibling Rivalry that you, after filming those, flew right back to Vegas
yes.
same day
yes.
after being covered in slime.
Covered.
And still did Drag Race Live that same day.
And did it. And Rue was so impressed. He was like, you're working tonight? You're going back to the show? I said, absolutely. I'm wrapped, right? Like, why wouldn't I? And he said he loves the work ethic. So,
that's incredible.
So yeah. They were there.
They were there. Yes, they were there. The second episode, we shot it on a Friday. And the second episode, all the girls and all the judges were there. The first episode, when we did the spring break, was just me. They had just wrapped for lunch. And I saw like the last part of the talent show and the judges. And then I see
cool.
them kind of like getting up and they're like, okay, Derek, this way. I'm like, oh God, what?
I gotta do it with
by myself
no
with nobody there.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it's just very different. Like,
yes.
You know, and I was excited for them to see, like, I wanted to take the skirt off and have a reveal. And then I was like, okay, well, next girl. You know, it's just it's just different.
It is so different.
I knew that, and production was talking to me. They're like, oh, we thought you were going to do Britney spins and things. I'm like, well, tell me that stuff. Like,
yeah.
If you want
Not
me to
thought.
Amp it up, I'll do it. Like, I love, I could do a take two. And then so I knew when I came back on Friday, I got to do more. And then that's when Rue was like, more spins. Do more
oh,
spins.
Yeah, they had you twirling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was
and
a
Rue
lot.
Said,
of fun.
I'm gonna stick around and see the slime.
Yes.
I
yes.
want to see the slime.
That was the thing.
A little more pink of the slime.
Now, yes. when you were announcing the girls' names, did you recognize any of the names? Like.
So Mirage is the only one that I believe that I have known from this season.
Okay. Vegas.
I'm pretty yeah. sure.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
She's having like a moment with that song.
Oh, it's like
everywhere.
Number one on iTunes.
Yes,
it's
true.
I don't know what it is.
I
yeah, it's
that.
Something. That's so cool. And I love that they got to do something like that for their talent show. Not everybody, right? But a lot of the girls.
Well, if they chose,
yeah, if they chose to record something, then you're kind of putting yourself out there. You don't have to wait for the last episode to have a single come out. You have to start with one. So very smart. I love that.
No, whose talent was your absolute favorite out of everybody's?
Oh, be shady. Gosh.
Be shady. Say it back.
Be shady. My absolute favorite. Oh, gosh. That's... I would say the most unique one, I think, was Q.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
That sure. one was the one I remember the most. And then Safira with the opera.
That was so
I love mixing comedy and talent. I think that's super smart. Mirage was the best dancer, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. A cartwheel with a heel clack. That's
it's
insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's just,
well, she
how does
from
she
strippers,
move like
clearly.
That? Yeah,
of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, and thank God.
Yes.
Like we
because
need
everything
that.
About it is like people can do cartwheels and dance like that, but she's moving her head and her arm like at different times. It's yeah. just like what if you watch her, really watch her.
No, I know
her,
because
like
if
incredible.
You think about yeah. like the weight distribution, clacking your heels in the middle when there's supposed to be momentum and
yeah.
you
yeah.
stop it. It's
she's basically
challenging.
In a handstand.
Yes.
My favorite yes. would have to be Megami. I think that was like life changing.
For you.
And, for me. And I also
stop.
What?
Okay. Yes, I love what you did with that.
What do you mean?
Protect bad drag was really funny.
I did do that.
It's amazing.
I did do that. I love being a troll. But honestly, you're kind of a troll too. People
no.
don't know. Okay.
No, but you live under the bridge. I have a house on top. Like, I am the bridge.
I am the bridge, mama. I am the bridge.
That is I'm incredible. Just kidding.
Did the wig survive the slime?
It did. It actually,
what?
I'm wearing that wig tonight. You'll see that one.
Who worked magic on that?
I had to wash it out. First of all, the trailer that they had me in, it filled up. Like with the slime, it filled up. So I couldn't get everything off.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, anyone come pump this? Like, do we have a plumber? So I had to like rinse off more in the sink, but I just left the wig on and just let it all come out.
You're the kind of bitch who puts the wig on and showers with it like it's growing out of your head.
I have that's the first time I ever had done that.
Really?
Ever. I'm like, oh. I felt like herbal essence. It
yes,
did.
Totally.
Yeah, it did.
I love that.
But it did come out. It did come out.
You do have bad luck with showers, right? Didn't the shower explode on you one time?
It did. The glass.
The glass
oh
exploded and Mac just laughed at you?
What?
No, he went into like medic mode.
Mm.
And he like picked me up out of it. It hit my feet and it was like little shards of glass all over my feet, my legs. We were pulling it out with tweezers in the bathtub.
What happened?
So I moved.
What caused it?
So I think there was like a little crack in the handle. Mm-hmm. And one day when I was cleaning it, I was like, oh, that's probably not good. And so I just tightened it, like the handle, like so it didn't come loose.
Yeah.
And I think whatever did that, and then the heat,
yeah.
sometimes these break in the middle of the night. It's like a phenomenon yeah. that happens and people, you're not even in there. Well, I had gone to open it, and thank God I didn't like open as I walked through. I opened like this, and then it just boom and it fell.
That's horrifying.
It was so scary. And I was doing the interview for World of Wonders book, like the 1 to 10
oh, yeah.
seasons.
Don't fuck it up.
I was getting out of the shower to get ready for that interview because it was on camera. And I had to tell them I just had a glass explosion. Like, I have to postpone. And they're probably like, we've heard a lot.
We've heard,
sure,
a, lot.
We've hey, heard a lot, but this is new.
Like,
but it was real.
My husband is pulling glass.
It was real.
Out of me with tweezers.
And I was like traumatized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
It was very scary.
I'd
so
be
careful.
Nervous around glass doors.
Out there. Oh, we yeah, never replaced it. There's like a shower curtain, which I hate. I hate shower curtains. But I'm like, well, do I want to die?
No.
Or do I want to shower?
Yeah, so. Bad luck with showers, D.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Ready?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
And we're back! You know Wicked?
That started off good. And then it went somewhere. It went somewhere over the rainbow. It started off good.
Thank you so much. That's all that matters, really. Yeah. Sometimes it's more about how you begin than how you finish.
Absolutely.
Than how you finish.
For sure.
Like titties on the top.
And dick on the bottom. Do you know that one?
No.
Okay, we'll play it for you, Adam.
Oh, gosh.
Vegas has been a hot spot for drag entertainment for a long time.
Yes.
Traditionally more celebrity impersonation.
Yes.
Now, you know, obviously there's a local scene, but with Drag Race Live being here, there are tons of Rue Girls coming through. And I feel like with that, there's been even more of a rise of like drag brunches and like, have you seen so much more drag explode in Vegas as of late?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What I've seen. Yeah. I moved here in 2004 and I remember Gypsy was one of the only 20 years. I just celebrated on Halloween of 03 was my 20-year anniversary for Britney.
19.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Oh, it's very smooth up there.
It is. And you? Lumpy bumpy.
Lumpy bumpy, baby. Lumpy bumpy. No, I live it.
That's your quote from You with Diabetes.
I love that. Oh, yeah. It's very smooth up there. Oh, you listened to that episode?
Those clips circulated.
She saw the clips.
For sure.
How does that feel?
But, okay, so 20 years ago when I moved here, it was just Lacage was the drag show. That's what I moved here for. Yeah. I was 20. And Gypsy was the one show bar, I would say. They had Chad Michaels would come out once a week. Chanel was the host. Dolly Levi. And they would always have a guest come in. And that was the drag that I knew of. Like, I didn't know anything else. There was just Gypsy and Lacage.
Wow.
Because Kenny Kerr with Boylesque was closed, and that's all we had. It was just so different. And even when I started coming up in LA, people didn't go out in drag unless you were performing, because I started at Mickey's and I was college night because I was underage, and I'd be the only drag queen there on a Tuesday night, no one in drag, just people there having fun and me doing hot spots. And so it's changed so much, and now everyone's in drag.
And everyone wants to get paid, like they're good.
Yes. And that's the way to get noticed.
Yeah.
Right.
Is to show up in drag, do a number. Okay, amazing. We love it. We'll book you. And I think, now there's like 5 drag brunches. I work at the Voss one, drag brunch on TI Senior Frogs. I'm a swing there. But yeah, there's like 5 other places now doing drag brunches.
Wild.
That's so crazy.
We were at the Garden, which I know is a little like in, what'd you say? We were in Old Town
or whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's like Downtown Arts District. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were there for a porn party, but I recognized it as the place that I always see videos of Tamisha Mon doing brunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. She's
and
there.
Elliot with two T's. And Alexis Mateo is there too sometimes, right?
Alexis.
She actually is at a Gypsy now. Oh, she started a drag brunch.
Say that?
What's up?
Nothing.
Can you say that? Oh my God. What? Stop it.
Well, you stop it.
Now no, I want to see.
No, you stop.
Now I want to go to the confrontation about the smooth up there. What's going on?
What happened? I don't even remember saying that. Oh. You have perfect skin.
No, well, and that's what I thought. And people were like, no, she's saying like you have no brain. And I'm like,
no,
no, we were talking about your fucking skin.
Yeah, that's what, see,
we were talking about how nice
and like how diabetes is like fucking Botox the house down, boots in a good way, ma.
See?
Now it's gonna turn around and that's gonna be the clip, and she's gonna think I'm saying she's got a smooth brain.
Because we don't make the clips, you know. Our social media manager does, looking for clicks, looking for drama.
I mean, I liked it. But the thing is that she did give away my secret, and now everyone knows I don't put makeup on my forehead. But I don't do that because the lace blends so much better to your real, like your natural skin.
Yes,
right.
And it comes off way easier.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it on 5 days a week, and I'm like, I'm not trying to be here for the extra steps.
You don't want to get it gunky with makeup.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do it all myself. We have a hair department, but I like to clean my lace, and I just like to take care of that. So
I love cleaning my lace.
What lace?
Exactly.
Exactly. No, when the girls who haven't had the experience of doing like a regular show come to town, are you like, babes, get ready, 5 nights a week?
Well, it's exhausting and not everybody can do it. Mm-hmm. And they do wig changes in the show. And I'm like, that's great. But do you flip your hair? You know, like it's just very different. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to figure out what works for me. And when I put makeup on my forehead, I see lines and wrinkles. Mm. And I don't, why? I don't want to look at that. So I keep it clear, like nothing, and just put some powders or, you know, whatever, highlight, bronzer. But yeah, Daya thought it was super weird. And now people are like, I knew it. I knew it doesn't match. I knew she hadn't put makeup on her forehead.
But it does.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Y'all need to come see the show.
Yeah.
Derek,
have you ever seen Derek
show
live in person? She looks great.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
But so the show is 5 nights a week.
It is.
I know it's super exhausting.
Yes.
These girls are coming in. They're from wherever they're from. Right. They've been on Drag Race for a year. They're not used to 5 nights a week.
Right.
What is it like to like get them acclimated to something like that?
Well, some of them don't, and they don't come 5 nights a week. And
that's why
you're
swings.
Oh, I remember
that's
one of them just like left.
Some of them have left, and some of them have
been asked
to leave.
Name them.
Name them.
Just kidding.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
But
how
you,
would you let me talk?
But you love doing the show. You've been doing it the longest? Are you in Asia?
Yes. Asia and I have both been there for 4 years. We opened January 30th of 2020.
Because y'all know what the fuck you're doing.
Yes, bitch.
We're not leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. And I've told them, you're going to escort me out. Like, I'm just not leaving.
You're like, let's build a new number. We'll do whatever you want. I'm here.
Yeah. We want to change my Britney number because I have been doing it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a year and a half off. And so I really don't feel like I've been doing it for that long.
Right.
We've been reopened 2.5 years.
Because of the pandemic.
Know?
Yeah. I remember
6 weeks.
Naomi was saying that they were like, show's over, everyone out. And she was like, half of my costumes were still in the dressing room for like 6 months.
Yeah. She left on a Thursday to go home to be with her mom. And we closed on that Saturday. So she didn't really, like, pack anything.
Yeah.
And I remember she wore blue makeup that night and had blue stones. And I went to the bathroom after her. There's three sinks. And she had left her stones, like, there. Because she doesn't recycle because she's rich. And so
don't
I'm like,
that gone.
Oh. And I just started crying. Because it was, like, the last thing that she left, and I knew that we were gonna close. All the other shows were closing,
right?
And it was just so emotional, and it's so like vivid in my mind seeing them. And I just grabbed them all. She had like 7 on each eye, and so it was
14.
Yeah. It was really sad, though. I wasn't going to say it was 14. I was gonna say it's sad. I love math.
I thought we were going to just do math together.
21. She has three
eyes. She has three eyes.
I mean, she put one in the middle.
But that was crazy because it was right after you guys opened.
6 weeks.
Plus the TV show.
And we were filming. And so it was like a shutdown of my biggest dreams in my life.
Mm-hmm.
On your home turf.
Yes.
In your place.
Everyone else is living in apartments. I'm at home.
Yeah.
And so it just felt like my world was crashing down.
Wow.
For
and
sure.
They could all kind of like escape and go home to, or like travel or do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
That.
And I'm
like, I live here.
They went
here.
Down to PV to pass out canned goods with Shangela.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right.
Did you know Shangela's performed on all 7 continents?
Really?
Sure.
I don't know. Oh. I think it's 6.
Okay.
I don't know.
Antarctica was one of them.
I don't know.
Where right do you do shows there in Antarctica?
For the penguins.
Oh, okay. Yes. Happy feet.
Happy feet. She's got those little happy feet. So we've already said this, but you are a true trailblazer of drag here in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
But another thing that you kind of trailblazed for a lot of people is polyamory.
Yes.
How's that going?
Well, we're still together.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, so when the world we're going to the cards. When the world met you on television and learned of your unique partnership with your husband, it was a main topic of conversation, but now everybody's doing it. The kids are poly.
No one fucking cares
everyone
anymore.
Has a boyfriend.
It's not a big deal.
Thruples, bubbles, yep. Dogs and cats.
Right.
No dogs, no cats.
Just kidding.
Do you feel like when you like look out in the world, you meet a lot more people who are in like unique partnerships?
Absolutely. Even at the meet and greets, we'll have thruples come up and they'll say, "Thank you so much. You guys were the first ones that we saw.
Wow.
That were out and proud with it." And I think for a lot of people, it's been something that was just taboo. Like,
yeah.
We don't want to be gay and
weird.
Sexual.
Yeah.
You know, like we're already gay, so we don't want to be gay and cheaters.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it was almost like a unspoken thing. Like you have a third or it's open or all these other things. But in pictures, here's me and my husband at a banquet.
And
we're
this
rich.
Is our friend Ted. He's yeah. always right. around. Yeah.
Right.
And so it just felt like, why would we do that?
Yes.
You know, we were a closed relationship that we wanted to celebrate. And it's just, I feel like Nick and I kind of found our partner in mm-hmm. Mackenzie. And so I was very proud of it. I mean, I still am, but yeah. on the show,
totally.
Talking about it. And people have so many questions. I think it was Alyssa on a Work the World I was doing, filling in. She like interviewed me. In the bus.
She needed to know.
She was so intrigued by all of it.
Now, how's and, it going on this gig here? Yeah.
Come on, well, mama. You gotta tell me you how
did
mama?
This start? And it was, but I was like, okay, well, let's do an interview. But I love talking about it because it does kind of break the norm.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a typical relationship. It is unconventional, but then at the same time, we are a little more traditional because right. it is trinogamous. So it's very, like, I don't know.
Trinogamous.
Well, we were having this conversation recently about...
Could never be me.
The different...
Well, no, okay. That would be quad...
Because I got too many personalities.
No, but
oh,
we were talking...
I do too.
We were talking
nice
about
to
this...
Nice to meet you.
Oh, no.
Oh no, that's Brittany.
Shing, shing, knife. We were talking about the difference between an open, like I think oh, yes. also a lot of people are hearing these terms more,
right?
And then they're really getting confused because yes. they're like, oh, so you're just open, you fuck anyone?
Right.
No,
right.
We are faithful to our thruple.
Yes.
Yes.
And then there is you know, polyamory where it's like, we're married, but I have a boyfriend over here that
right.
isn't interacting
yeah.
with you. And it's just, it's cool that you were able to start, like, open people's eyes to just new...
Yeah, a yeah. new conversation,
yeah.
I feel like. Because even a lot of people, like, well, let's say with Mormon, the Mormon religion, mm-hmm. there have been...
Mormon McMichaels.
Morgan, who?
Mormon
McMichaels.
Okay, yes. She is, haven't met her. but... There's people that are married, yes,
yes,
and then they have like separate houses,
yeah,
for the other family.
Yeah, could
that
never be me.
Big
is,
love.
Maybe it could. You have you auditioned for the show?
She's
no.
She's letting you know.
I'm putting never. It out there.
You want it?
No,
I'm looking
no.
for it.
She does.
That sounds exhausting to me.
I
by
know.
The way,
yes.
First of all, it sounds financially draining.
Oh yeah.
Separate houses. And then
but they were all living on one compound.
That's even...
Which is weirder to me.
Well, famously, the housing market in Vegas is a little lower.
As Heidi
it's
said.
It's doable
as
here.
As Heidi and Klaza would say.
And yeah. Utah.
But I think that is something that is... some people could never imagine. Mm-hmm. Right. Like when I had a conversation with my sister about this in the very beginning, she was like, I could never share my husband with anyone. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what if it was another woman? Because obviously, like, or what if it was another man? I don't remember what I asked her, but a woman, she was like, absolutely not. And then I'm like, well, if it's another man, what? How is that for you?
Yeah.
Because
it's not you.
It's not you. Like, there's no competition now. It's more for you. And I think she's like, oh, she's like, it opens someone's eyes to be, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you don't want another woman because you don't want him having the same thing you have with somebody else. But we're three of the same thing. We're three men. It's not, there's not a competition type feeling. And I think that that's why I can't say it works for everybody because I don't know if it does.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's not as easy for straight couples to understand this.
Absolutely. Right.
On both sides, a husband or a wife.
It's three men. Now, when's the baby? You know what I mean?
We have a kitty, Khaleesi. Aww. She's our baby.
Khaleesi. Yeah. I love cats. Yeah. I have a kitten.
Me too. Love cats.
Let's take a break.
Have you ever had a cat?
Wet pussy.
Wet pussy. Have you ever hired a hooker?
I never have. Had
Would
to pay
you
for
ever?
Sex.
I mean, now you
no.
had to
pay. I don't.
Did that sound that way to you?
It's get to.
Oh, okay. I wanted it to sound
listen,
that way.
Never wanted to.
Listen, I don't wanted it to sound that way.
I said, did it sound that way?
It did.
I wanted it to. I never have had a hooker, no.
I want to because I think I want to play with like the power dynamic of being like, I'm paying you and now you have to do what I want you to do. But
I hear a lot of people do that in PV.
Is that like a psychotic way to look at it?
No, I just feel like we know so many people who do escorting work. Yeah. And I think like one of the key tenets would be like respect.
I do respect them. I want everything to be respectful. But I want them to do everything.
But I also want to dominate.
In a respectful, God-fearing way.
But I guess, I mean, if you do believe in Jesus, you could text them and let them know, I want to be in control. I want it to be a power dynamic. I think saying that as part of the...
That's kind of what I said.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I think if you never mentioned you want there to be a power dynamic and they walk in and you're like, get on all fours. Well,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think that it needs to be set up that they're coming into a...
Scenario.
It's a scene. Right?
It's a scene.
It's a scene.
It's a scene.
This is who I want you to play.
I'm going to be like, thank you so much. Give a big tip. You really did that. Slay mama, work the house down boots.
Would it be a big tip, though? Or just...
It's pretty fat.
It's quite the mushroom head.
Quite the mushroom.
Mushroom. So, Derek, you have been on a lot of reality
TV. I've never had
TV.
To pay for sex.
I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't mean that.
You shady bitch.
Honestly, the secret is like shady cunt. And I'm not going to get into it, but India Fair, I had it coming. Next.
Wow. So you are
Got
so good.
Got a lot
good.
Of plaques. Got a lot of awards.
A lot of awards on that wall.
You are so good on reality TV because you say exactly how you feel in the moment.
I do.
You're an open book.
Yep.
Very smooth up
very
there.
Very smooth up top.
It's very smooth up there.
Did you take any issue with how you were presented on season 8 when it first happened?
Well.
Because it has become, your turn on season 8 is very iconic, super quotable. Everyone talks about it. Mm-hmm. You are quite the character in like the world of Drag Race. But in the moment where you're like, girl, they fucked up my edit.
While I was watching it, you mean, or while I was filming it?
No, while you were watching it.
Oh, while I was watching. Well, I've only seen it once because I was like, I never need to see that again.
Couldn't be her.
Couldn't be me.
You'd watch it over and over.
I'd watch every minute of it. I'd put it on slow mo.
I would
and
go
it.
To bed watching it. I would wake up to it.
Yes.
No, I couldn't because sometimes what I was watching was not what had happened in the grand scheme of it all.
Yeah, they
and
edit
so
the show.
If you leave pieces out of things, then that's not what really happened. Now, I will say that there were times where Bob and I fought, and after it was done, and we were like, the cameras are done, and there's the steam had been let out, I would say that's going to be a great scene because that was fantastic. just the back and forth. I wouldn't do it again. It was a learning lesson. I can't say everything I want to say.
Sure.
But I think that I learned a lot filming that, you know, and I was okay with putting scenes out there like that because yeah. Drag Race needs that. You have it to does. Have honest fights.
Yes. People literally reference your season as like one of the last seasons that the girls just really went for.
It was yeah. like real because now we did. I think the girls on the, I mean, I don't know how the show works or anything, but the girls on the newer seasons seem to be trying to self-produce themselves and like yeah. create drama or things. And right. it doesn't feel as real as like watching some of the older seasons with like Jeremy and Willem going at it. Yes. Stuff like that.
Yes, exactly.
You and Bob, y'all really went to town. Yeah,
truly.
And I think we were so much alike there that it was such an easy scene partner because I knew how I could get to him and he knew how he could get to me.
That is Bob's thing. She yeah. likes to find the button and just yeah. fucking
she real,
press it.
Really?
Yeah,
does.
But I appreciate that, and I think that he's such a great... He should have won. He was the best person to win that season because he did it all. And when they got to the... When I left, and it was Chi-Chi left and Naomi, Kim, and Bob, Bob was the standout loud one. And oh, yeah. he showed up every day for a scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kim and Naomi and Chi-Chi were all a little bit more chill. And he was just like a character that was fun to watch on TV.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So very fun to shoot with him. But I do think of some of those as scenes because yeah. they are.
There's no way that, know? Yeah.
Right. Well, you can't.
It's TV.
You can't
yeah,
be
exactly.
in front of cameras with a bunch of lights on you and be like, this is cinema verite. They're just capturing me, my right. natural habitat.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, you
have to be aware
up.
Of what's
yeah.
happening.
It's TV.
Yeah.
You turn it up.
Yeah.
And turn it up.
You put your sweatpants in the other room because you got too hot.
You turned it up.
And took it off. Because you have to.
All right. Let's why don't you play a game?
Okay, oh we're God. About to play a game now.
I can't wait.
In the style of the 2008 Tyra Banks interview with Beyonce entitled Beyonce, Say My
oh,
Name, Say My Name,
no.
we have our own little version that we like to play here called Slant My Name. This is a rapid fire question game where I'm going to ask you a question based off of a poorly written rhyme of your name, I'd say.
Okay.
A slant rhyme, sorry.
Oh, that made you sad.
Yes, good observation.
Do you do that a lot just when someone's upset? You seem upset.
Oh.
Your face changed.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Do you look you look at the chart and you're like, smile means happy. Frown means sad. Derek, no, I think these are good rhymes.
Yeah, I actually went through them. They're funny.
Yes. Okay, good. I like this. I've never played a game like this. I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You seem like someone who likes to play games.
Well,
Derek Prairie. Cool. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Modesto, California.
Oh, not the prairie.
Derry Perry. Do you think there's a role for Derek Barry in a Tyler Perry movie?
Oh, only if Janet's in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So he does the bend-in. Oh, no, so you do the bend-in. Remember that? When Janet finds out that her husband's gay and then she says, you're the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Derek Harry, do you think I should shave my chest and shoulders?
Shoulders.
My shoulders.
I have my shoulders.
Do you think I should shave my chest and shoulders?
Maybe just your back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
For strapless. And shoulders.
We should do shoulders too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I was going to shave my shoulders and everyone was like, don't do it because then I'd have to do my whole arm.
Oh.
And I got my back waxed one time before I went on vacation and it left little pimples everywhere.
It's awful.
It hurts.
And you can't do any like moisturizers, creams. Because
it'll
awful.
Get all zitty.
Infected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I went to a water park. I got my back.
After? Oh, gosh.
It was not good.
Yeah, they tell you can't even, like, get in a bath or anything.
I went to a public water park.
Yeah.
Not public.
So you were...
It was called Schlitterbahn.
Why did you do that?
Because my mom made me get my wax back. My back waxed before
and your
my
age, wax back. Your age was?
Like I know.
15.
What?
Yeah, I had a hairy back as a child.
Oh, wow. I thought this was, like, recently.
No, Derek Contrary. Do you ever pick fights with people on TV just to be contrarian?
Sure. Why not?
Derek Scary. Any relation to Richard Scary? Just kidding. What's your favorite scary movie?
Ooh, that's tough. Gosh, I love the original Scream.
So So yeah, good.
Drew Barrymore.
Killing her off in the first scene, iconic.
Yeah. That really was iconic.
Amazing.
Because everyone thought that they were going to go see a scary movie starring Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, yeah.
Gone in the first 15.
So good. But it was all about her in the beginning.
Derek Vary, are you a fan of the hit mom podcast, luxury public access podcast, and YouTube talk show Vary Delta, hosted by Delta Work?
I don't know the luxury one, but I love Delta. Is that luxury really something?
Well, her podcast is a luxury podcast.
Oh.
It's called a luxury public access talk show. And
oh,
podcast.
I've never heard that before. I didn't know that. Tagline.
Honestly, I hadn't either until I just read it off this card.
Oh, okay. No, Derek, but I love Delta.
Derek Barry, where would you bury the body?
Oh, where would I? Well, somewhere in the desert.
Yeah, because we're out here, right?
Lake Mead.
People, Lake
Why not?
Mead.
Actually, the bodies are coming up because it's getting so low.
I've heard.
What?
I don't know. The bodies are coming up. They discover bodies all the time in Lake Mead. Yeah.
The desert is where you go to ditch a body.
Yeah, the movie Casino, that's for real. Like, people get buried in the desert.
They'll bury a whole car. They'll bury a car out there with bodies in it, and then the car will
Who's
get
the they?
Killers. The killer.
The killer from Scream.
Derek Airy. What elemental sign do you mostly connect with?
Oh, I'm a water sign. I definitely am one.
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, slay.
Wait, that's I'm what? July 18th.
I'm July 13th.
Ooh, that's my grandma's birthday.
I'm your grandma.
You look like her. She was 78 when she passed away.
Okay. Derek Canary, can you sing for us?
Yeah, what song?
Whatever is in your heart's desire. You sang a little ditty on your
Stronger
way to the bathroom.
Stronger than yesterday.
Stronger than... Oh, yes. That's you.
Oh, gosh. On the spot.
What's in your book? What do you audition with?
What do I... I audition actually with an acoustic toxic. Yeah. Too high and I can't come down. It's in the air and it's all around.
That's very good, Miss Derek.
It's just a little bit.
Just a little ditty for the girls. Derek Fieri. Derek Fieri.
Fieri, okay.
Isn't it Guy Fieri?
Yeah. Slant
You were
rhymes.
Supposed to read it right.
Derek
sure.
Fieri. What takes you to Flavortown?
Oh, Flavortown. Okay, I love Thai food. That's my favorite.
Ooh.
So I get a chicken green curry with spice level 3. Love it.
Ooh, out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 10.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
No, one time Naomi came over, we had drunken noodles. She got a 6 out of 10 on the drunken noodles. She didn't eat it all, and so she left it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to, oh, it's okay, I'll put it away.
Yeah.
And so I ate it, and I was like, it was so hot. And she kept drinking her water or whatever we were drinking. She kept taking, and I'm like, It's too hot. She's like, no, I'm good. My lips were on fire.
She's like, I'm good. I'm
six
just leave
out of
it
10.
Here.
Yeah, but I'm full.
I'm so full. I'm a model.
Yeah. I'm a model. Wow. Yes.
Derek Dairy. Do you need lactate or can you handle some heavy cream?
Ooh, pump me up. No, I cannot drink regular milk. I can't anymore.
Mm. What's your go-to alternative?
I love oat milk. Mm. So good, but it's weird. I can still eat cheese and ice cream, but milk, no. Like it will.
I'm kind of the same way.
Bubble guts.
Yeah, bubble guts.
It's just weird feeling.
Chobani, you know Chobani.
The Greek yogurt. The
brand. Chobani.
Chobani.
Giovanni. Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
I set her up with that Giovanni.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
Sure, I do. References. No, Chobani makes oat milk, and they have an extra creamy.
Okay.
Oh, it's so
good.
So
that I should good. Do. It's oat milk. It's so good.
Because I used to love cottage cheese and yogurt and all that stuff, and now I'm like scared to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Fieri, you walk a little gay, Twinkle Toes.
Absolutely. Not a little gay.
Very
Not
gay?
Not sashay.
A little more like, swish in the hips.
Swish, yes.
Hip. I always when have. I walk. I have a faggy walk. Okay.
I can't help it. I was born this way, this gay.
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
Derek!
She took the option up.
You went up the octave. Lady Gaga could never.
She can. I love her.
Derek Sherry. Thoughts on Sherry Vine?
Oh, I thought you were going to say pie, and I was like, please, no. Sherry Vine, love her.
Well, you're not going to like this part.
Uh-oh.
Sherry Pie. It's right here on the card.
Sherry Pie.
Sherry Pie.
I did get to see her at our premiere because their episode was Like their season was when we
she
were.
She was in the corn dress.
She was in something covered her face, right?
I thought she was in the dress, the potato sack dress.
No, this was at our opening.
Oh.
They came. She was dressed as, I can't remember, but you couldn't really see her face. So I never did get to meet her. Mm. I don't know what she was wearing. You have to look it up. Show a photo.
We'll put the photo in right now.
Yeah.
Sherry cooking wine. Do you like cooking wine?
Do I like cooking wine?
Yeah.
I don't like to really cook at all, but yes.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
And that concludes Slap My Name. I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I, because I was deleting a bunch of pictures, and I found like so many photos of me and Cherry Pie.
Oh, you did.
Because when I used to go to New York all the time, I would always go to her show.
And she would always like book her.
She never booked me, but we would like hang out. Didn't stay with her. Just she was my favorite New York queen.
She's like, I got some tips for you about how you can make some friends online. Ever been a casting director?
Now it's time for our next segment.
Did you submit a tape? No.
Here's the thing.
Did she put you on testosterone?
Oh my God.
Did she give you the back hair?
Derek!
She gave her the
Derek!
Back hair.
Derek!
Wait, Derek. Do you think, real talk, do you think people should try to audition for Drag Race?
Do I think they should try? Yeah.
Because.
She said try,
absolutely.
Not do.
But, no, I think everyone should. This is what I think. Everyone
they keep
should audition
changing the rules
for
about,
everything.
Because she was like, oh, if you've done a competition show before, like a Dragula.
No one else who's done a other different drag competition show has been put on Drag Race.
And like seven.
It just went the other way.
Yes.
Right? With Jade.
Which, yeah, everyone needs to understand that. Everyone's always like, well, Jade did it. And I was like, she did Drag Race
first.
Right. Dragula was lucky to have the association to Drag Race with her.
And like 5 or 7 years ago, Meepo heard from someone in casting, they don't take people from other competition shows. But I feel like the rules change every year.
And I think
with the
that,
TikTok girl, like they're just pulling anything.
If they want
I feel
you,
like
they want
it's
you.
Your
That's
time.
What I figured.
I was
I don't
from
think that they want me.
America's Got Talent. So.
I think you could slay up on that stage.
I don't. I think I get two in my head and I wouldn't be good.
Can you get ready fast?
Yeah, yes. I'm ready in like an hour.
It looks like it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. If you can get ready fast, then yes. I think that that's the one thing. If you're not done,
it looks like it.
It looks like it. If you're not done, then you're going to be a stress case, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not fully done. And those are the girls that they have to get rid of because they take too long. They hold up production. They hold up Rue. It goes over. It's like,
could you imagine holding up RuPaul?
Oh, there's
like that would blow my mind.
There's been times that he's ready and someone's not. And then it's like, okay, well, we have to break for lunch then. You know, it just, it's, yeah.
Oh, I just, that gave me the shiver.
Yeah.
She's standing right behind you. Okay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with our last segment.
And we're back.
That was good.
Vibrato.
I know you're lying.
I liked that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about this one? Back!
That was loud. Yeah.
All right. And now we're time for our final segment.
And now we're time. Oh.
For our final segment. This is a segment we call
Fuck Talk.
This is an opportunity for you, Derek, to share a wild, crazy, embarrassing, unbelievable sex story from your past, present, or future.
Oh, gosh.
Like when you go to Asia O'Hara's house for a beautiful brunch on her nice china, and everyone is 2 margaritas in, you're like, I don't go to Asia's house.
No, I do go to Asia's.
And everyone's
tea parties.
Two teapots in, 2 tea kettles in,
and the
conversation gets a little raunchy. What's your like go to like? Oh, when I was 20, this donkey dick motherfucker tore me apart. You know, something like that.
Oh wow. I wish I had stories.
She's a Mormon McMichaels.
I think I'm very
rude.
Demure.
Rude. Well, I think now that I've been with Nick for, I think it's going to be 17 years.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
That's incredible.
17 years in March, and then it's been the three of us for 12 in March. gosh, I guess, well, I could tell the story. So when we met Mackenzie, it was at my ex's house, and it was fun, like, meeting very attractive guy. Then we hung out with him a couple more times, and then when we went out, he saw my show. We went to Crave after because Coco was performing as Janet, and Mac loves Janet, so he went. And then I just started kissing Mac on the dance floor, and he was like, wait, you have a boyfriend? And I was like, yeah, he doesn't care. And then I just, like, kind of pushed them together, and then I asked him if we could kidnap him.
And take him out to the desert?
and put him in Lake Mead. if we could kidnap him, and then we hooked up that night.
Did you blindfold him?
No, I should have. But then we never let him go. So he's still
kidnapped.
Locked up.
That's
I know, that kind of sounds
bad
now.
But I understand what you mean. Yeah. It's like, oh, I want to keep
like,
him.
Like, can we take you?
Yeah.
I'm you know? Also obsessed with you being like, you too.
That's what I. That's the type of power kid. I like. You come here.
You there.
You yeah. too, kid.
Well, I wanted him to know that that's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I didn't even know if it was like I didn't know if he was gonna be like, whoa.
Right.
You know, I thought we were gonna be friends or whatever, and so I'm so happy that I didn't get friend zoned. But that was great sex that night.
Oh, I bet.
I always like being the guest star. Like.
Really? If
I would prefer to like jump into a couple and yeah. then like leave.
And bounce.
Yeah.
A lot
I'm not
of people like
to,
that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the extra.
I don't need the drama.
They don't want the feelings.
I don't want the feelings.
Yeah.
But I do want the two dicks.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You know what you know what you want?
I know exactly what I want. And it's my toes licked.
Yeah, I find it interesting. It's the challenge, you know, you have struck such a beautiful balance because the challenge is always like when it is a triangle.
Yeah.
If, you know, this line is stronger than that line.
Yeah.
And even just sexually, I know there was this guy who used to go to his garage in Burbank and I would, what?
Like off Magnolia?
Where's Magnolia?
Is that your garage?
That was my garage. It was my garage. No, but did he seat you in a chair?
No, it's not that guy. The barber?
No, not the barber. Never mind. Continue.
Oh, there's a lot of garages in
Burbank.
We
slutted up in
LA. Well, I also think we slaughter people and we take them out to Lake Mead.
Yeah.
No.
I would.
I think we have a lot of crossover sometimes.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So I would go to his garage. I would park. I would text him. He would say, come in the garage. I would go in the side door and just go right into the garage and I would suck him off. And often he was like, oh, the family's in the house. Like, and I think he had like a lot of family in the house or like extended family. So for a while, I thought he was straight.
Okay.
And then he was like, oh, you should come in the house. My husband is here. And he wants, you know, to play around too. And I was like, okay. And I went in and I was so uninterested in the husband.
Oh.
And like to the point where I was like, fine. Like I sucked his dick. I was like rolling my eyes. I was like so not into it. And then every single time I hit this guy back up, because I'm like, let's go back to the good thing.
Yeah.
Sling that dick in the garage.
Right.
He was always like,
he's
my
always
husband
like,
wants in.
You
my husband
talk about
wants.
The husband?
Yes.
Can I talk about husbands?
Don't you go there.
Didn't she throw a glass?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, now that's two housewives. Lisa Rinna did the husband and Meredith Marks.
Oh,
did
yes.
That's the new version of the husband. Mm. You want me to go there with the husband?
Well, Reality Vontees is the new drama. Did you hear she got fired?
I know.
So annoying.
It's so sad because the season was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that show needed something like that after Jen was gone.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's a double-edged sword for me because I wouldn't trust her either, but I also love what she brought to the show.
Well, she knew exactly what she was doing because she knew all the drama behind the scenes.
Yeah. And we just watched it, and you know where Nick and Mac and I were talking? We think that she lost it when she told them that production knew that she was Reality Vontees.
Oh, in the reunion? Yeah.
He goes, wait, so you're saying casting knew about this? And she said, yes. And he goes, we wouldn't have hired you if you had told them that. And she goes, okay. And I saw her just be deflated.
Yeah.
Because she just gave away.
That it was all planned.
That it was planned. And
in front of Andy.
In front of Andy.
And he was like, if you're going to play the game, play the fucking game.
There you go.
You never show your cards.
You never reveal that anyone knew this unless it was on camera. And
I'll explain it to you.
That's where she went too far.
I'll explain it to you at Del Taco.
That's where she went too far. And that's where she lost. I think that's where she lost her job.
Absolutely.
Honestly. So I love her for being that, but you can't tell the head producer that casting knew.
You can't call out the truth.
Hello?
You got to play that game.
Right. Even though I'm a truth seeker. I'm a truth teller, you know?
She was a liar and a poker player.
But I loved the season.
It was so good.
Housewives of Salt Lake City. So good.
Get into it, Divas.
It's so good.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for being
here.
Wait,
where can we go see a good strip show in town?
Oh.
Any dong out on the stage?
There's men something. I don't remember men... I don't remember.
Men.
It's downtown.
Okay.
I think. I have never been.
I want to see, because the Drag Race Live ends pretty early. Like, we could go do a second thing after.
Oh, yeah. We're done at 11.
Yeah.
And then meet and greet, like, 11:15-ish.
Well, you're going to go to that sex party.
Yes.
Yes. And you are going to get your toes licked for the right price.
For the right, well, we don't know.
You're in the right city.
We're waiting to see. Are we? Because I think it's a lot easier to find an escort in LA,
than it is
Miami
here.
And New York.
Wow.
I heard Miami. All the escorts here are on meth.
Don't do all that, Gonj. Don't do all that.
Yeah, don't do meth.
No.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for being here. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me at RuPaul's Drag Race Live.
Amazing.
At the Flamingo. And you can find me on any social network with at Derek Barry, DerrickBarry.
Derek! Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Seconds, Sloppy Pod, at Sloppy Pod.
At Sloppy Pod.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy
Four
Seconds.
Years.
You can follow us on the
Four
Instagram
years.
At Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com.
Or
call in with your own fuck talk story to
213-536-91!
80. Our email is also sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which comes out every Tuesday and Friday.
And if you're looking for something a little bit more, you can sign up for Mom Plus Gold. It's our premium channel. It is powered by Patreon, and you can listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free one day early, and you get access to our full video episodes plus our monthly episodes of Sloppier Seconds. And this concludes our Sloppy Seconds Takes Las Vegas extravaganza. Derek, it was the highlight of the whole trip.
Yeah, this was the most fun I've ever had.
The Queen of Vegas. Thank you for being here,
Derek.
Thank
you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you for having me.
Now you have to literally run to Drag Race Live.
I have to run because my car is probably stolen or towed here at Circus Circus.
Wow.
Free parking.
Thank you so much.
Free parking. If it's free parking, there's a reason.
You know, it's a problem.
Derek!
No, I've been to Circus Circus before. I've been here. Yeah, my parents had
not
to stay
a good
here
or bad. Just
when
I
we ran out
here.
Of money, so I've been here before.
Well, you know what's crazy is I think we spent most of our money on flying here on a jet for a 45-minute flight. Now, why would we do that?
Oh, was it Spirit?
No, we flew on like a jet.
What do you mean?
Like we got on a jet and flew here.
What's a
like a private plane?
No, you did not,
Derek.
Really?
Yes, and I sat next to Penn from Penn and Teller.
Wow, that's why you're staying here.
Yeah,
we blew the budge on the flight.
Meanwhile, Doug drove.
And then I got on the plane, and then I ordered a tequila soda, and it spilled into my lap, and I looked like I peed myself for the whole 45-minute flight.
You were so excited about your flight.
I slept the whole time. She could hear me snore from the front. All right.
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.com.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.